The Promise brings back to the screen that old genre, the war epic. Its major asset is it focuses on an historical episode most of us don't know about, the massacre during World War I in Turkey of the minority Armenian population. But it also relies on cliché and the reminder, to quote Bogey, that the problems of three little people don't amount to a hill of beans in this crazy world. The central character, Mikhail, played by Oscar Isaac, is an apothecary in a small rural village who enters into an engagement with a local girl, telling himself he will grow to love her while using her dowry to go off to the big city alone to get a medical education. As he develops a small circle of friends in his new life, the most enchanting is a dance instructor, Anna, played by Charlotte Lebon, who's been brought up in France but is, like Mikhail, Armenian. Friendship leads to falling in love, which leads to falling into bed for at least one night, but Anna is already in a relationship with Chris Myers, played by Christian Bale, an intrepid and headstrong news correspondent from America. But there's little time for melodrama because Turkey has just entered the war on behalf of the Germans, and the government takes that as a good time to engage in a little ethnic cleansing. The romantic trio are buffeted by the currents of history and also by one damn plot twist after another. First, one of the tragic lovers is separated from the other two, then they're reunited, then another of the group is torn away, etc., etc. Sort of like tragic Forrest Gumps, the characters are a device to take us on a tour through all aspects of the atrocity. Forced labor camps, victims stuffed into train cars, villages wiped out, and finally, an Armenian fighting force backed up against a mountain range by oncoming Turkish troops. There's only one way the love triangle can be resolved, but you may not be able to guess which of the characters is doomed. I guess I was kind of willing to forgive the cliches because the three stars are somber and heartfelt, and I've seen worse. I remember Pearl Harbor, the movie, that is, not the event. The film was financed by Kirk Kerkorian, a billionaire and Hollywood mogul of Armenian ancestry, and it's the first mainstream Hollywood attempt to deal with the genocide. And bear in mind, the word genocide will still get you an argument in some circles. The episode to this day is a sore spot in U.S.-Turkish relations, and one report speculated that after the film's premiere at last fall's Toronto Film Festival, the internet was flooded by negative reviews from trolls, perhaps acting on behalf of the Turkish government. The director and co-writer of the film, Terry George, has made other films dealing with historical turmoil, such as Hotel Rwanda. There are few recognizable faces in the cast, but you can spot Jean Reno as a French admiral. And James Cromwell as a U.S. diplomat coming to the rescue of the Armenians. And in some historic foreshadowing, it's noted that his character is Jewish. History will little remember what we think of this flawed but interesting film. Still, we give The Promise 3.5 out of 5 stars. For the Friday Film Review, sponsored by the Park City Film Series, I'm Rick Broth.